Hello.
Yes, sir.
But you'd be out in the country buying your house.
No, I'd like to be on this beautiful day, but we're trying to keep up with what's going on in Germany. Paul Volcker's coming out here in about an hour, and we're going to talk about
it. What's the dope on?
Well, it's the best information we can get. It now looks like that the Swiss are going to revalue about 7%. The Belgians apparently are not going to do anything. They're going to hold firm. Of course, I assume the French are not going to do anything, nor the British. Germany apparently is going to float, which doesn't surprise any of us. We just
what,
don't know.
What do we want? We really shouldn't care too damn much.
Not a hell of a lot, Mr. President.
You know, I think, John, our boys get too excited about this.
They do.
I think your line is exactly right. The dollar's firm. We're going to stand by it. Hell, if the Germans float, then we'll export a little more.
That's good. I hope that if they float, I frankly hope they'll float a lot. I don't, the only thing we were hoping was that they'd all move together. That the Swiss and the Belgians and the Dutch and the Germans would all float together.
Yeah.
They apparently are not going to do that.
John, let me say one thing you think you ought to provoke. The United States is not responsible. This isn't the weakness of the dollar. This is the damn Europeans, those cold-eyed bankers over there gambling, screwing around.
That's
and the Germans. The Germans are doing this because they're in a hell of a spot that Willie Brown is spending all this money on socialism.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. And that's the point I make with them. And I just tell them, hell, we're not going to take the blame, and we're not going to try to tell them what to do.
You take that line, and incidentally, don't hesitate any time. You're talking to folks for the rest, which, even though we may not have talked about it, you say you and I have talked about what I think.
Hard.
Because so that there's no question about this.
Hard.
Just right. The right choice. We'll go ahead.
Well,
but
we
all
will.
All those things, the stock market will go down. Hell, it hasn't gone down.
No.
Didn't go into it. I think it's going to stay pretty well.
It's going to stay very well. It's going to float some now because it got too high, Mr. President. It got to 950.
It was too high
in relation to the rest of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dropped off some, and I think that's good, very frankly.
That's better go down to about 920.
And it may come on down to about 920, and I would hope it would. And I hope it would stay there until way late this fall. That's what I would hope, because it just can't keep going at the rate it was going.
What we will have, too, I think next month, we will begin to see the month of April, those figures are not, I guess, going to be available for a while, but the retail sales figures are going to be good in April, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we count.
Yes, sir. And as a matter of fact, in the big retail stores like Cressy's and Penny's and Sears, they were phenomenal. Cressy's was up 35%. Penny's was up 17%.
And the mail order houses are up.
Sears was up 5.8.
Even Montgomery Ward is up.
That's right.
Some of the press played it. What the hell, we've all said unemployment. Well, in part between you and me, I just didn't have it hang there for about 3 or 4 months. So then it starts coming down. You say just if it comes down a tenth of a point.
That's right.
Let's have it come 1/10 of a point at a time.
Right. That's exactly the way I feel, Mr. President. I don't think we ought to get disturbed. We're going to get some unfriendly press, although the press has not been too hard on us, frankly.
No.
Even Rowan this morning was not hard. Now, the Wall Street Journal, Dick Jansen, was hard on us yesterday morning. Quoted some fellas that you and I understood what the hell was going on. But we got to get some of that just because we're not out waving the flag on the front porch, you know.
And saying there's a hell of a crisis.
That's right.
But they want a crisis.
That's correct.
Everybody get the shirt with the main thing for us to stay right on. If you got ours, we're calm. I hope you have.
Oh, I think so.
Yes, sir.
Arthur
should, I think you should sort of take him on top and say, look, you're the central banker. You're the central banker. Let's just show absolute calm and firmness. Don't let us react by tightening up money, raising interest rates.
I had a long visit with him yesterday along those very lines, and I'm going to call him and ask Volcker to come out here.
How'd he take it?
good? I tell you now what his position is. He's for a fixed parity, not for float.
For us, you mean?
Sir?
For us.
No, yeah, for us and for them. He wants them to have a fixed parity,
yeah.
Not for his float.
But he doesn't think he can do that now, does he?
No.
He can work it out?
No, he doesn't really think.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I'm inclined to agree that fixed parity is probably the best thing, but without knowing too much about it, but we can't do that until this sort of thing passes. Let people have a little bit of the jitters, and then you have your international monetary thing, and try to work it out.
But that's right.
But only when we know what we want.
When we don't know what we want, Mr. President, we're not in a position, frankly, we're not in a position to bargain right now, simply because we don't. So
right.
I think things for us to do is just sit tight.
Right.
Let's just worry about looking for us.
Right.
The only bad thing about what's going to happen is it's going to continue the turmoil, because if the Swiss revalues about 7%, that means the speculative money is going to leave Switzerland. They got some of it.
Where will it go?
Well, it'll go to Germany unless they impose controls of sufficient severity. They can't go there.
The main thing, it doesn't affect us.
No. It'll just do Europe in a turmoil. It won't affect us, I don't think.
I'm not too concerned about Europe.
Well, I'm not either.
They just can't look over here to us and say we're responsible. They're responsible.
Germany does have a problem. It's a separate thing.
It's a problem. And you still feel we don't want to put an arm on that.
No, I don't.
Have you talked to Schiller?
No, sir.
Well,
no, I didn't talk to him. I said, what the hell? I talked to him, and
yeah.
he tells every simple,
yeah.
every minister in Europe,
but,
regardless of what they do, they either blame us or
ask you to do that.
Say they did us a favor.
Tomorrow, I've got to go up to New York after our breakfast. And if you could spend a little time with Henry, he knows these Germans like the back of his hand. I think he doesn't know anything about money, but he knows totally the political situation. And say, all right, now here it is, and see what it is. Because there are ways to influence them if we want to do it. I'd rather have you talk to somebody else.
All right. I'll talk to him. But frankly, I would not now recommend it, but I'll certainly talk to him and do it in the morning. And if there's any change this afternoon, I'll call you, Mr. President, but I don't really think you are. And I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, hell. That's immature. I just don't want to get out of pocket, because I don't know that we'll say anything this afternoon. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but in any event, I'll call you before we do. And I don't anticipate we're going to say a hell of a lot. Well, I'm reasonably certain, 99% certain, we will not say anything this afternoon. We might choose to say something in the morning. I don't even know that yet. But in any event, I'll say nothing until I talk to you.
Yeah. You know, let me ask them. Didn't you think that was a disgusting damn evening last night? That in terms of the way those press people themselves, they were so rude. Did you feel it? Well, they were worse than usual, though.
They always are rude. My God.
God, I thought the way they treated those entertainers
was terrible.
Hey, that little girl that sang in the fighting, she's the Texan, you know.
Yeah.
And that wonderful little song, I'm on the drum.
But hell, they won't even listen, you know. They just talk, babble. Well, they're all about three sheets in the wind, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
of course, they gave all their awards to the left-wingers, you know.
After you got there.
Yeah. I tell you, I didn't know if I was going to come back there.
I'd give to them the Carswell editorial and all that.
Carswell and Wiretap.
Yeah. And they did do that deliberately.
Oh, I know. Well, the only way to play them, I think, is to
that's all you can do. Grin and bear it. That's the hell of a way to have
I was
testing the Uber jet.
I was a little tested with the cold, cold stuff in the lab. So I went to the two kennels.
Well, I thought you did exceed it. Well, I thought you played it just the way you should have.
They didn't deserve it.
No, but...
Couldn't do it again. You didn't take
no, that's the thing.
Right.
Just beat them, beat them a little more, make them want to do more.
Right.
Because basically, they're very, jealous bunch of people.
Yeah, and, well, not only interested, but they're also, except for a few, they're basically extremely left part of them. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's right. They should run.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, first.